This is Sunday morning. This is April 14, 2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And the title of this is, It's Time to Take the Land, Invasion Force. It's time to take the land, invasion force. Y'all ready? It is now time for you to take the land. The land that I will show you. You know, Abraham, he said, go and I'll show you. You won't take it with swords and spears, but with your words. Now get a hold of this. This is very powerful. I thought, whoa, Lord. You will speak to the mountains and they will obey. Take the hills with the giants on it. It is invasion time. Time to possess everything for the kingdom of God. You will call those things which be not as though they were. This is what I did when I saw the void and the darkness. I want you to possess all of it, starting with your health and finances and working your way out. See, the body of Christ should be far beyond where it is at this point. We should be the ones that we don't have any needs. How did the wicked, but you know, when God brought the Israelites out, they walked out laden with silver and gold, and there was not a weak or sick one among them. How did the wicked gain control? My church stopped taking the land. They stole all the money and they bought all the land. This is what happened. We're talking about deep state, bloodline families. They stole all the money and bought all the land. Well, take it back. I'll give you the words to say, bind the strong man, get back the wealth, buy them out. They own all Hollywood. They own all the radio stations, all the TV stations, all the sports conglomerates, all the media sources, all the entertainment sources, all the transportation, all the banking. The seven mountain mandate. Here are the seven mountains. Education, religion, family, businesses or business, government and military, arts and entertainment, and media. The mountains are the molders and shapers of society. Whoever controls the mountains controls the culture. The righteous are to be in authority. What it says about when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Time to put kingdom first, time to take the land, time to get back what the strong man has seized. My church is supposed to own it all and control it all, get to work. The Ohio trip never meant for Satan and his bunch to own or control anything. He's supposed to be under our feet. You know what you do when you have gone in and invaded and you have taken the land and its leader? You got your foot on his neck. That's where he belongs. Satan has obtained it all through stealing, killing, and destroying. You will get it all back by faith. Speak to the mountains and it will obey you. Get busy. I will lead you. Much work ahead. Take it back. Take it all back, for it belongs to you, my church. Let me fill your mouth with my plans. I am the creator, and I will continue to create through you. It's invasion time. Time to put the invader in his place. Hasn't he stolen enough? Take the land, for it has been given into your hand by your words. Heaven's resources are at your command. Bring those giants down. Education, religion, family, business, government, military, arts and entertainment, and media. Buy it all up. Great wealth coming. Be ready to move as I lead. Return to the rightful owners, my body. This is Jubilee. Jesus was Jubilee. Joshua 1:8 talks about, if you will meditate in my word day and night, then you'll be a success, was basically what he was saying to Joshua, because he told him to go in and take the whole land. I will instruct you in this invasion, just as I instructed Joshua. It will not be with spears and arrows, but by faith-filled words. Reverse the curse on this earth by calling far. For what? I will tell you. Joshua 14 talks about when Caleb went in after the children of Israel all died out. He said, I'm as strong today as I was 40 years ago. And I want you to give me the hill with the giant on it. I'm giving you the hills with the giants on it. You are a giant killer. I'm turning your captivity, just like God turned Job's captivity. After Job's captivity, he lived 140 years longer. It's a new era. I've heard that a couple of times this week from coming from other places. And I said, Lord, you told me that. You said it's a new era. And they were saying, it's a new era. And I thought, woo, you will do battle by the way I do battle. Revelation 19. Now I got to read this one. See, when the Lord saw the earth out there without form and void, the Holy Spirit was meditating, hovering over it. And God said, light. That's how God takes care of his problems. That's how he wants us to take care of our problems. Maybe getting ahead of myself. I maybe wrote that down. But anyway, this is how God takes care of his problems. Quit wondering if you ought to go to the world system about everything. This is God's way. He said, get used to walking my way. Quit thinking so much like the world. Think like I think. I'm on the inside of you. Always, we're not supposed to be that way. I'd say it'd be a rarity that he sends you to the world for anything. Quit wondering about it all the time. If he needs you to go to the world for something, he will let you know. If not, take it by faith. You're a person of faith. You'd operate by faith. All right, Revelation 19. Okay, let's see. Verse 11. After that, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. The one who was riding it is called faithful, loyal, incorruptible, steady, and true, and he passes judgment, wages war, and righteousness. His eyes blaze like a flame of fire, and on his head are many kingly crowns. And he has a title inscribed which he alone knows or can understand. He is dressed in a robe dipping in blood, and the title by which he is called is the Word of God. And the troops of heaven, clothed in fine linen, dazzling and clean, followed him on white horses. From his mouth goes forth a sharp sword with which he can smite the nations. And he will shepherd and control them with a staff of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath and indignation of God, the all-ruler. And on his garment and on his thigh he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw a single angel stationed in the sun, in the sun's light, and with a mighty voice he shouted to all the birds that fly across the sky, come gather yourselves together for the great supper of God. This is the marriage supper of the Lamb. A lot of people thought, no, it's a place we're going to be for 7 years. Well, everybody's getting it down here. We're going to go up there and just eat for 7 years. No, this is it. That you may feast on the flesh of rulers, the flesh of generals and captains, the flesh of powerful and mighty men, the flesh of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all humanity, both free and slave, both small and great. Then I saw the beast and the rulers and leaders of the earth with their troops mustered to go into battle and make war against him who is mounted on the horse and against his troops. And the beast was seized and overpowered, and with him the false prophet who is in his presence had worked wonders and performed miracles by which he led astray those who had accepted or permitted to be placed upon them the stamp of the beast, and those who paid homage and gave divine honors to his statue. Both of them were hurled alive into the fiery lake that burns and blazes with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword that issues from the mouth of him who is mounted on the horse. And the birds fed ravenously and glued themselves with their flesh. That's how God does battle. Blah. He called it. We call the shots here today. When I come, you'll do the same thing. You're going to do the same thing. That's what Jesus is going to do when he comes. I want to run this scripture to you. This is 1 Corinthians 15. He's counting on us to overrule, overthrow authority down here. Let's think bigger than our backyard here. After that comes the end, when he delivers over the kingdom of God the Father after rendering inoperative and abolishing every rule and every authority and power. For Christ must be king and reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. How do you think his enemies are being put under his feet? We are doing it. Whatever we don't do, when he comes, he'll do. Let's show him. Let's make it easy for him. The last enemy to be subdued and abolished is death. We are the body. He is the head. We are the ones that are putting all that authority down. Like this. That's what he's going to do when he comes. It's like he's just going to rake it all off. Everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, all these powers, all these rulers, all these authorities, all these talking heads, all these wicked, evil people on TV saying all these horrible, wicked things, it's going to be like they never existed. Get busy occupying, kicking the devil and his bunch out. You're the only ones who can. Romans 5:17. The mission statement of this ministry: reign as kings in life. What do kings do? Off with his head. On a personal note, get yourself off your mind. Stop allowing things you don't want. Call for what you want until you see it. If you walk by how you feel, you will fail. You can't walk in the spirit and in the flesh at the same time. Walking in the spirit will cause you to prevail. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give in. Pitch till you win. How does God handle his problems? Genesis 1:1-3. What he saw didn't cause his fall. What he saw, he changed with the words of his mouth. There was a problem. He meditated on it, then he spoke. See, he got in sync with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was hovering, meditating. That's how we get God's plans. We think about it. Okay, Lord, I've got a problem here. What do you want me to do? Pray in the Spirit, read the Word. And then he'll tell you what to do. And then you do it. How do we, made in his image, after his kind, handle our problems? He told us to speak to our mountains. He said, tell it to be removed and be cast into the sea. All right, ask for wisdom. I wrote here Romans 4:17 says, God is the God that called things that be not as though they were. Quit letting the things you see cause you to fall apart and lose the battle. Because what God saw, he spoke and changed the situation. That's what Jesus was saying in Mark 11:22-24. Ask for wisdom. James 1:5. We're meditating and waiting. If you don't think you can and you need help, then you can ask for wisdom or ask for the church elders if it has to do with healing. Okay? Most call for the world system. Now we know why the world and the church is in such a mess. God's ways are simple. They work. Never allow fear to cause you to speak. Never allow fear to cause you to speak. That's why you meditate first and you think about it before you speak. Just because you're going through something, don't allow fear out of your mouth. Even if you're speaking the word, don't allow fear to move you. Only your faith. It is a tactic of Satan to cause you to speak non-working words and words that will aid Satan to your defeat. He's looking for a way in. Ask in faith the words for your mountains and rest. I will tell you what to say to your mountains. This is how I handle things. I was successful because I didn't let Satan steal my words. During my darkest hour, I informed my disciples I wouldn't be saying much. Why? When you're under duress, the temptation is great. He told his disciples, I won't be speaking to you much now because the prince of this world has come and he has no part in me. So he's keeping his mouth shut. And we know, 1 Timothy 6, that he stood before Pontius Pilate. And there was times he wouldn't say nothing. This is how Father does it. This is how I did it. And this is how you will do it and teach others. When you operate this way and not step out independently, you will have success, just like Joshua. Fear tactics, or fear touches your emotions and that triggers reaction. Father's way is action. Matthew 7 talks about the house on the rock or the house on the sand. One acted, the other reacted. The one that acted, he went through the storm, but everything was safe. The man that reacted, his house was destroyed. It is a new day, a new era for my church. You will see things you've never seen before because Father is being allowed to work. And then Isaiah 40, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up as eagles. Great things come to those who wait upon the Lord. Never let fear be your motivation. Faith is your motivation. If you don't have anything, don't do or say anything. This is the walk of faith. See, what is fear? It tries to get you to act, to step out and do something in the flesh. You live in this world, and to live in this world, you will have to interact with its systems at some time or other. I will lead you in this where you will do what you do in faith. No contradicting. Dependence on God, not the systems of this world. When you follow God and do what he says, your dependence is on him, not the system. We still have to motivate in this world, and God will guide us and help us to stay in faith. Just because Satan is God of this world system, it doesn't mean everyone who works in them are evil. For the most part, they're just deceived. Most of the medical system probably is full of people that just really want to help people, but they just don't know the truth. Some have right hearts, but no understanding of my ways. When you walk by faith, grace comes alongside to help you. Grace is Jesus. You will be sent to where the fish are because you are a light in a dark world. Take no thought, trust, rest, and follow my lead.